Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome also to Thursday, the 28th day in January 2021. God's memo for our prayers and meditations today is from Psalm 89 verse 34, and it reads, "My covenant will I not break, nor utter the thing that hath gone out of my lips." End of reading. Open your hand for prayers and be saying amen. We serve a covenant-keeping God, and we are God's covenant children. So I pray, God's covenant of healing, good health, longevity, prosperity, happy home, great children shall be fulfilled in your life. We listen to awesome and mind-boggling testimonies on this platform every day. Your life shall not be barren of testimonies. Those already giving testimonies, much more will come. Those that are still waiting for their own miracles, it shall come in the name of Jesus. God shall make you a sign and a wonder to your generation. Now let's take the number 28 prophetic symbolic faith action for today. We have just 3 more after today. We take today's prophetic action from Isaiah 38, 1 to 7. I mistakenly called it 2 Kings yesterday. Now, in summary, King Hezekiah was asked to put his house in order because his life was going to end. But he turned his face towards the wall, prayed and reminded God of his services and sacrifice. God had healed him and added more years to his life. Now, turn and face the wall where you are there and let me pray. Be saying amen. I receive it. Now face the wall. God had answered Hezekiah when he prayed. We also answer your prayers now. Hezekiah reminded God of his services and sacrifice. God had healed him and canceled the death sentence on him. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice participating in this prophetic action prayer. You are healed in Jesus' name. And any death sentence on anyone is hereby quashed and canceled. You shall live and not die. You shall fulfill the number of your days. All arrows of untimely death backfire back to the sender. I pray for you with Psalm 20 verses 1 to 3. The Lord will hear you in the days of your troubles. He will put his name behind you for his defense. He will send help from heaven. He will strengthen you out of Zion. He will remember your offering and your sacrifice and accept them. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, your sacrifice and your offering, they both have voice before God. And your regular tithing, battle, sacrificial, thanksgiving, partnership seed, and all the other seed, they have a voice. They speak before God. King Hezekiah's own spoke for him. Yours will speak for you too. So let's keep it up. Let's serve God diligently. Let's live holy life before him. Let's be sending our tithe, sowing our seed to the kingdom. We shall not do it in vain. Say amen, everyone. January 28th celebrant, your prayers be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live long and also live well. Say amen. Tomorrow, our prophetic faith action shall be done with our anointed mantle. Get your anointed mantle ready. I will tell you what to do when the time comes. Now let's go into testimony sharing. And please be connecting to it for your own testimony. First one today. Good morning, sir. Please read my testimony. This is the 10th time I'm resending it. 10th time. Thank God for your resilience. All others, keep resending. One day soon we shall read your own like we are reading this one today. One, since I joined this commission last year, it has been testimony upon testimonies. Two, God blessed me with my God-ordained husband this year. That was 2020. I thank God for the glorious wedding we had on the 13th of December, 2020. God's hand was fully manifest and our fears did not happen. Three, God has blessed my husband in a miraculous way. Thank you, Jesus. Daddy, pray for us to have a successful home. We love you, Daddy. Yes, you will have a successful home. Remember, the Bible passage that runs a successful home is Ephesians 5, verse 22 and verse 25. Both of you should read it, comply with it. You will have great successful home by the grace of God. Next testimony. He said, I have sent this testimony many times. One, unending financial flow in my life, alert upon alert, and I always remit my tithe and thanksgiving seed. Two, I got my letter of promotion on Monday. Hallelujah. Three, sound health in my family. It can only be God. I bless the God of our daddy, Femi Emmanuel, for making him to yield to the call of God upon his life. More anointing, sir. Wow, we give all the glory to God. Somebody else said, my company applied to federal government in 2020 on COVID-19 after effect program called Survivor Fund. And out of thousands of companies that applied, my company was one of the ones selected for payment. And we have been receiving the payment as at when due since then. Praise the Lord with me, the doer of all things. Yes, he is the doer of all things. None of us, only him. Let's direct all glory and blessings to him alone. Wow. Yes. Another person said, indeed, Turning Point Platform is impacting lives. On various occasions, God has met my need, applying the prophetic actions we are led to take. One day in December, Daddy asked us to dance. We did. The next day, we got a huge sum of money that helped to sort out our accommodation challenges and even had enough from other sources all throughout the festive period. It can only be God. Wow. All listeners, I prophesy, this is your year of more than enough. You will operate in more than enough anointing this year. Next testifier, God is indeed doing great things in this family. Our mantu and the anointing oil, they are both working wonders. Daddy blessed our hands the other day and asked us to lay it on ourselves where we had pains. I did lay mine on my stomach, which has been giving me pain a long time, preventing me from doing my fasting. To the glory of God, the pain stopped immediately like magic. In fact, God of Turning Point is too much. Daddy, more anointing, sir. Wow, we give the glory to God. Next one. I thank the God of Pastor Femi Emmanuel for his provision, protection, and his healing power. For almost 3 years, I had toilet infection called BV. I have spent so much to no avail. So I listened to one of Daddy's prayer ministrations as he said that those having pains in their stomach should lay their hands there. I did. And to the glory of God, I discovered that bad smell and pain stopped henceforth. I was healed. Hallelujah. Wow. Remain permanently healed. Another person gave testimony. I bless God for Turning Point Platform. One, on the 22nd of January, Daddy prayed on our hands and asked us to place it where we have pains. I laid man on my chest. Instantly, the pains in my chest disappeared. Two, on the 24th, I clocked my golden age in good health. Three, the Lord kept my family safe from the rampaging pandemic. Praise the Lord. I'm forwarding my Thanksgiving offering seed soon. Wow, you clocked 50, you will clock 70, 90, 100 and above. Another testifier. I'm a Turning Point family member. My testimonies are, as of July 2020, I was owing 6 months house rent as a tenant. Miraculously, God made me a landlord in October 2020. Two, after paying my battle seat, our daughter passed her WAEC and JAMP, now believing God for admission into the university. Three, in my place of work, God has been disappointing every ganging up against me. Four, I had done COVID-19 test twice because of the nature of my work. Twice, I tested negative. All this can only be by the God of Turning Point. Man of God, I salute the genuine anointing on you. More grace, sir. Wow. Another testifier. I woke up this morning with swollen lips. I called the prayer line pastor who prayed for me and assured me that in a couple of hours' time, the swelling will disappear. By the afternoon, the swelling disappeared to the glory of God. Daddy, please decree that my healing will be permanent. Wow. Yes, your healing will be permanent. Another testifier. Let somebody shout hallelujah. On the 16th of January, Daddy said we should lay our hands on where we feel pain. And I did. Before then, I have these low waist back pains. Behold, all the pains disappeared. Wow. Everyone with pain now, your own too will disappear. Listeners, hear this. Today is the D-Day in Ikeja. Prayer Mountain service every Thursday at Goshen Land, Allen Junction, Ikeja, Lagos. Everyone be there. All members and listeners of Turning Point in and around Lagos, gather today at Goshen Land, Allen Junction, right on the main road there, Ikeja. Now, Turning Point runs 2 services now at Ikeja. First service is 7 to 9 a.m., 2 hours. Second service is 9:30 to 11 a.m., 1.5 hours. attend the one that is convenient for you. And all those that will be watching it on live streaming across the world, do whatever we are doing here. We are continuing with money anointing release program. Nobody shall be poor again this year. There is teaching on how to make money, manage money, multiply money. And then we launch you under the anointing to go and see the wonders of God. First timers shall receive their anointed mantle and the anointed currency to go and be doing prayers. This year, the least of us will be operating in mega millions. All in diaspora, do it as we are doing here. Telephone numbers to call for more information is +234 478 8392. Start calling and chatting now. Don't miss Prayer Mountain today, all of us in Lagos and all in diaspora. And then rebroadcast this message to all on your contact list. Do that every day. Chat with your line manager at least fortnightly, so that WhatsApp will not block the message to you. Faithfully remit your tithe and all income, so that the flow will not stop and devourers will not feast on you. I prophesy on everyone today, go and do wonderfully well. Go and see the power of God. The glory of God will manifest and show everywhere you are. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a wonderful day.